As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out today at Echo Park Automotive up in Duluth. Guys, they signed a 7-year multi-million dollar deal to have the naming rights of what was Atlanta Motor Speedway. It is now Echo Park Speedway. And we had a couple of drivers stop by today, Mike. It was fun to talk to those guys. You can hear those interviews online at Odyssey.com, guys. And check out all the things that are going on with the show. But Ross Chastain and also Christian Bell stopped by. Good guys, man. Really good guys.
Yeah, Christopher's a good dude, man. And, again, they're likable guys. They know how to do the media thing. You can rewind, as Carl said, because the Melton man, they had a great week. He just won the Coke 600 up in Charlotte.
Yeah. So that race, by the way, coming up at the end of the month, we're going to talk more about it, but it's June 27th and 28th.
Saturday night the 28th for NASCAR Series. Carl, under the lights in Atlanta is always high energy. And again, as you know, they've moved the date so many times, and hopefully this becomes locked in. And this is something the fans always want. Night racing, summertime in the A. Quaker State 400 is going to be a ball.
D-backs in town, guys. Big series for our Braves, especially coming off of the news of relieving our third base coach and bringing back Freddie Gonzalez.
They did what?
Yeah, we're going to talk to Grant McCauley about this here in about 10
You've
minutes.
You've demoted a third base coach? That'll fix everything.
And we'll see what he has to say about where this is going, where it's headed. And if, in fact, to Mike's point, is it going to really move the needle? Grant's on the way. But, Mike, let's talk about what's going on in Flowery Branch, and specifically Bijan Robinson. I'll let you hear Drake London as well coming up. But for those who didn't know, Bijan this year, off season, and it's not done. They're going to get about 5 more weeks off here before they start camp. But he's been to Japan, Dubai, Germany, and then he went to New York, Brooklyn, and hung out with Raheem Morris. They went and saw a boxing match. Tank Davis, who's been in our city many, many times. He is the Floyd Mayweather protege. And also, Tank Davis was fighting Lamont Roach at the Barclays Center. And so, Bijan this week was talking about the fact that he had a chance to hang out with Coach. They bonded. And I'm going to let you hear what he said about that, because I thought that was kind of cool, Mike. Mm. And he said there were other guys there, other people. But Bijan is taking a leadership role, guys, coming into this next season. And when you talk to guys on the team, he's a lovable personality. Everybody digs him. We know how talented he is. The one thing that, you know, Mike said last year, we need to see more explosive plays from him, those 50, 60-type yard plays. But that's going to come. I really believe that. But here Bijan is saying, look, everybody has to be better. It's not just me or Michael Penix or Drake London. Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we talk about every day. Like, we know that we have to do it. At this point, like, you know, it's not a want to, it's we need to. Because not only that, everybody's waiting for that to happen. And, you know, me and Zach joke a lot. Like, you know, we finished sixth in the league, I guess, in all-purpose offense. Like, that's not good enough. Like, six is not good enough. There was 5 other teams that were better than us. And that was on our part. And that was... Well, we got to look ourselves in the mirror and be like, what do we need to do to become the offense that everybody talks about, the offense that everybody mimics, and that even all the kids want to be like. So all that plays into it, but I think that's just us being there one day at a time and coming out here one day at a time and not feeling no pressure, but just really just having fun and, you know, making all of our teammates better.
Love the guy, man. As I said, from the moment we interviewed him as a rookie, he's just one of my favorite Falcons. I feel the same way about Jalen Walker. You know, the guy's just making an impression, you know. And Bijan is that dog. He's that leader. And everything you just said, I mean, they take – you think they don't see those numbers? They take that to heart.
23 years old, last year third in rushing in the NFL. I think he could easily be first this year. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Saquon Barkley, who had a special
right.
year. But to not see that B is coming, Bijan's coming. And he's going to own this league, and he's going to be that Christian McCaffrey dude, that Saquon Barkley guy, and he will have a stretch of years, Mike, and I hope it's over the next 5 to 6 years where we're contending and we're making runs towards Super Bowls. And he's right. Teams are game planning and saying, man, how do we stop this offense? We have yet hit that mark. So to hear them talk about, hey, this is not good enough, not enough, then I'm glad they're acknowledging it. And at least saying, hey, we want to come back and be a lot better. Here's Bijan talking about that trip to New York and, you know, bonding with Raheem Morris.
Yeah, I mean, that. But I think it was, like, genuinely, like, you know, we were just trying to just go bond and have a good time at this boxing match. You know, me and him, I think we're real similar in personalities when it comes to just trying to be great people to everybody. And, you know, when we were together, like, it was, like, just a super good time to go and just interact with more people, and other people got to see us together and see how we interact together. So it was pretty cool.
Now, two ways to look at this. I think it's great. Have a great, you know, forge a great bond with one of your team leaders on the team. But you know, right now there's somebody in his truck going, I don't like it. Fraternization, Carl, with the players. Isn't that what Jim Mora Jr. used to do? I don't think you could. I mean, I'll preempt those texts and tweets from coming in. There's two guys, again, he's a leader. He's like one of the captains on this team, and his boss going to a fight team. Nothing wrong with that. Love it.
Yeah, I'm not going to look too far into that. I would tell you guys, and you wouldn't believe it, this happens more than you think.
Right.
Just because it's not reported, unless you were there or you ended up running into him, you're not going to know that a lot of these guys hang out with coaches, assistant coaches.
Right.
It happens. And by the way, a lot of these guys, you know, some of these assistant coaches are a little bit older than some of these players.
Barely.
You know, right.
Right.
So with that said, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I actually think it's good. I would prefer this, Mike, than a guy who doesn't want to be known by his players or the players not wanting to get to know the coach.
Right.
Like, he's such a jerk. I don't even want to go anywhere or be with this dude. That's another side of this. So it can go both ways where you say, ah, I don't like these fraternization. The right. other side of it is where guys on any team say, I'm not hanging out with that dude.
And again, Bijan's a leader. Now, if this was some pain in the ass wide receiver hanging out with his coach at the fight who then starts acting like a fool and not doing his work, you know, and you feel he's getting preferential treatment by the coach, that's a whole other
yes.
soap opera.
Yes.
That's not this case because, as we said, Bijan leads through example. Everyone knows what his rep is.
Hey, man, let's hear from Drake London. How big of a year do you think he's going to have, by the way?
Same as last year. I say over 1,200 yards,
okay.
9 or 10 touchdowns. I think we'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. He was talking about speaking of relationships, his relationship with Michael Penix and talking about building these personal relationships. You may think it's nothing, but if these guys are close, they will play harder for each other. Here is Drake London.
Trying to get reps, trying to hang out with him outside of practice, whatever it might be. And Coach Ross is doing an amazing job with that, getting us together, making sure that, you know, we are together outside of the football and the facility. So it makes a difference because, you know, you're fighting for that person right next to you, and you want to know that person.
No doubt. Mike, a couple other news notes. Raheem Moore saying James Pierce. He's absent and has been from the 11-on-11 during the first OTA practices. It was intentional. He says, we had him on the side, ramping him up. We want to get everybody to a certain spot. We want to get them to before we get them out there and in practice. So some people were taking that and saying, wait a minute, why isn't Pierce out there in 11-on-11? Again, first of all, it's OTAs. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But he is claiming, our head coach, that it was done intentionally. So that is something I know people have talked about who have been up there, media members, saying, where's James Pierce? What's going on? He's on the sideline watching.
Right. And, again, the official word on Adam Schefter had it. We couldn't get it from the coach, but it did leak out. Strained muscle in Kyle Pitts' foot.
Don't like it.
That's what's keeping him out of OTAs. As you said, it is only OTAs, but when you have an injury history, and a history of not meeting expectations, it does get people to kind of roll their eyes. So we'll see where that one goes. Another guy who hasn't met expectations, Troy Anderson. Joe Patrick earlier today, he's been on the field for both OTAs, days available to media. He just hasn't been a practice participant like Pitts. So what's up with that? Another guy who can't stay healthy. Now, again, if you got a perfect track record, perfect attendance, nobody cares. But if you're a guy who hasn't played but nine games the last two seasons, it's an issue.
It is. He's a guy we're going to be watching closely at camp. He just is.
Tremendous athlete when he pops. The pick six against the Saints last year at home.
Yeah.
We know what he's capable of. You see the speed. You see the raw athleticism, which made him a combine darling. Should have drafted Nick Benito. He's already got 30 sacks. Regardless, water under the bridge. Hopefully this guy does something this year.
By the way, Bijan did say he would love to play flag football.
Don't want him doing that.
Me neither.
By the way, while we're doing this, our it takes a village to make a radio show. Day Day and G Money both shaking their heads in unison.
As we said,
Bijan Robinson playing flag football.
Yeah, he did. This is the standard response. You always want to play for your country, which is great. I don't want him playing for our country in this situation.
Not my star. You know, again, my backup. Not even Tyler Allgeier, my third string guy from the practice squad. Is he got the mentality to be an elite flag football player?
I don't know.
Isn't that the soundbite we always play? Either way, whatever it takes, that dude is on our flag football team.
Fact of the matter is,
he feels he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
My IQ.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Yeah, not like,
my
I don't
IQ
know.
Of the game.
I don't want any of our stars playing.
Yes. No way, Jose, man. I can't have a guy who I'm dependent on toting the mail getting jacked up for some, again, a sport which, again, great to grow the sport nationally and internationally, great for young women and for some specific athletes who are not getting paid by my football team to play, not my stars.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk Braves. If you're just joining us, Tom Thibodeau, released today by the Knicks. He takes the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years and fired. I have always felt that Tibbs is a guy that can take you to a certain point, and I don't know if he's an over-the-top guy, meaning can he get you to a championship and win it? He also grinds guys. And the only thing I will tell you guys is that when they lost that series to the Pacers, right after the series, the New York media pressed Jalen Brunson on if Tibbs was the right guy. And he took offense to it. You going to ask me that right now? Mm-hmm. Like, really? You guys think they asked Jalen Brunson if he should go or stay?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I think he grinded a lot of guys, and they played hard, but I think that had a role in this.
I mean, you went basically eight deep when it really mattered at best.
Yep.
You know, we saw the minutes, but Brunson, I think, you know, that team, that's about as good as that Knicks team's going to play. You got more out of Karl Anthony Towns, we said earlier, than anyone else. Unrelated, not confirmed yet, New York Post reporting that Lisan Al-Ghalib, Paul Atreides, the Kwisatz Haderach, will be the next Knicks coach. If he could beat the Harkonnen and take over Arrakis, why can't he coach the Knicks?
Well, they may need somebody like that. Hey, man, coming up, Grant McCauley's going to join us. We'll go around the yard. D-back's in town, but we got other things we have to address with Grant next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live again at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth here until 6 o'clock. Let's talk to Grant McCauley. And, Grant, let's waste no time as they have just started up a Corvette Z06 right next to us.
Torch red with just low miles, Carl, right for you, 2025.
Yeah, it's nice. Grant, give me your impressions on what went down last night and how you think this may help our team.
Well, I think it's trying to find ways to make adjustments where you can. I think we all know that, you know, late May, early June is not the time you're going to be making the biggest impact trades of the season. That being said, I think the Braves certainly could use some pieces when the time is right. But I think they also recognize that clearly they're not performing the way that they need to. So the question you have to ask yourself, I think, and the question I believe that they did was, what ways can we adjust? And I think that we saw several moments in time where sends from third base were just a bridge too far. And the one for Ronald Acuna Jr. on Friday night, I think, was probably the one that really brought it full circle, because he would have been out by 20, 25 feet at home plate. Not to mention, Ronald Acuna Jr. just came back from a major knee injury, so let's not necessarily test the bounds of what he's physically capable of in the first week or two. But look, I want to say this. Freddie Gonzalez, I think, and Brian Snitker have a very special relationship and friendship that I don't think people might recognize, because one guy got fired, the other guy got his job. But that's not the way they view it. They've been in the organization together and grown up in baseball, spent a lot of time in baseball together for a very long time. I think that this is the kind of move you can make with somebody that you trust can get the job done and has the requisite amount of experience to do it. All of that being said, they still like a lot about what Matt Tuiasosopo has to offer, but it just didn't seem to be the right role for him. He will remain in the organization as a minor league field coordinator that they didn't have previously. So they like you a lot if they create a position for you, I guess, to kind of bring the whole thing home. It was just making an adjustment where you can. It's not the final thing. It's not the culprit for why the club hasn't been able to perform just yet, but it, right, I think, was a necessary change at this point.
And Grant, I mean, all the points are valid. It's just, you know, how the fans react. You know, to me, as a Braves fan, I saw the stuff you put on social media. They're not setting Freddie Gonzalez up as manager in waiting, which I think would be a big mistake. I think you've got to go outside the organization. But when Snitker does step down, if he does step down, because Grant, the way I was led to believe this, his contract is up at the end of this season, correct?
Yes.
So he's kind of a lame duck. So is it a fait accompli that this is Snitker's last season?
I don't know that it is. I mean, I would say, and this may not be the odds you want to hear, but it's a 50-50 proposition, right? I mean, if he does decide that this is it and his 49th year with the Braves is the year that he's kind of ready to transition into doing something else and getting off the road and all those things, it'd be perfectly valid, and I can understand it.
if they decide that him being back for another season is something that they want to do, I don't think it'd be very difficult for these two sides to get together on another deal, because when you look at Brian Snicker's contracts over the years, they typically are done, what, a couple years at a time? And, you know, maybe you add a year to it. It's not like they're handing him a 5 or 6 right. or 7 year deal and saying, you're our long-term manager in that regard. So it's kind of a unique situation in a lot of ways. And I know we could probably talk about it for a lot of time and a lot of different angles of it, but whoever is the next manager of the Atlanta Braves, I don't know if it's Walt Weiss. I don't know if it's outside the organization. I don't know if you want to go the youth route with somebody who's maybe not too long outside of their playing career. That's been a real trend across baseball for a number of years. But I don't think those are conversations that are really picking up a lot of steam right now. Alex revealed it last night. He had never made a coaching change in season in his entire time as a general manager dating back to 2014. I certainly don't see them making a managerial change before the year is over. Whether or not people want to hear that and accept that and live with that is something we all have to kind of use our own barometer for. But I really just don't think it's look at the coaching staff, and that's the reason why the team hasn't been able to hit. Ultimately, the players have got to perform, and that has been the thing that just hasn't been clicking, hasn't been working, especially offensively.
Alex talked about the run differential. It's real. It may be a nerdy conversation for some, but you know, the reality is you win one-run games in this league, and you win a lot of games. When you don't, you're the Braves, and that's what's happened here early on. Talk about that run differential and the difference between where we've been and where we are right now, Grant.
Yeah, and I got into this pretty deep on From the Diamond this past weekend, so if you want to find that, wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, it's all there for you, long-form conversation about it. But the Braves had 9 one-run losses in the month of May, so it is entirely feasible that had they been able to score, what, 15 to 20 more runs last month, that they could have picked up as many as 9 more wins. I mean, that's the amount of close games that they were in. And I'm not, and just 15 more runs a month sound like a lot? Because to me, it doesn't. I mean, that's about 0.5 runs per game. And that's kind of where the space that they've been living in is. And Brian Snicker's talked about this, and I think it's true. There has been almost no margin for error for the pitching staff. The Braves had the second best ERA in Major League Baseball last month, and they were 13-14. And 9 of those 14 losses by one run. That goes back to the point of the run differential. Pitching is keeping you in the game. Offense has not been able to find the hits and the runners in scoring position. And I'll throw another stat out there that I shared on social media. These guys hit no three-run homers in the entire month of May and haven't hit one in 34 games. And they had one home run with a runner in scoring position, and that didn't come until the 29th of May. I know we're not homers or bust, but that's a crazy thing for me, and I've watched baseball my whole life. That's one of the craziest stats I've ever pulled.
Well, we kind of trend towards homers or bust. I mean, that's kind of been the mission. I don't think we can pivot. We can't pivot and manufacture runs. We're not built for that either. So, I mean, it's Earl Weaver. It's Bobby Cox. You got to get that home run thing going. That's why 23 was sublime, and it seems like ancient history. Real quick, Grant, because, you know, you do have the trade deadline, but as Carl brought up a great point, will there ever be a line in the sand where the Braves say, we're not reinvesting in this team this year because it just doesn't pass the eye test and it's not getting better?
No, if it doesn't get better, I think you have a series of different conversations around the deadline. If they're hovering around 500, which is a couple games above, a couple games below, and they feel like a wild card is manageable, they're not going to make wholesale changes to this club and start just, you know, breaking down all the parts and having a fire sale. That I just don't foresee being the case. They've got a couple guys on one-year deals that maybe are the final years of their deals that maybe you could look at moving. But again, it all depends on the context of where they are at that time. And I don't really think that they have allowed themselves to start thinking that way, because that's not where they want to be in 2 months. And that might sound kind of ridiculous that they're not, the players certainly aren't thinking about it. Let me put it that way. They're not thinking about being sellers. And I don't think the front office is giving it a lot of thought yet either. So we'll find out as it gets closer. And ultimately, there's a lot of baseball between now and the 31st of July, when we will have a much better indication of what this club is.
Let's talk about the D-backs tonight and kind of hone in on what to expect. It's going to be a good series, but, you know, this is a team, again, 28-31. They're right there where we are. Let's talk about this squad that we're going to face over the next few days.
Yeah, it's a club that's exactly, as you said, Carl, kind of in that similar place where they had big aspirations of getting themselves back to October. They've been a good competitive club for a few years now. Obviously, the World Series appearance being the, you know, the chief among the things that they've been able to do. They've got some really nice players, but they're coming in with a similar record, and they just lost the ace of their pitching staff, Corbin Burnes, to the disabled list, or the injured list, as we call it now. That, who knows how long he'll be out. That's an elbow issue. They haven't really been able to hit. They certainly haven't been able to pitch the way they've wanted to. Zach Gallen, who I believe is on the mound tonight, has had a really tough time, just a bad season thus far, and he'll be opposing Spencer Strider, who will be looking to take that next step. And maybe this Arizona team, which was pretty tough on them out in Arizona, out at their ballpark, maybe right. Being on the road will kind of neutralize a little bit of that, and Strider can take another step in the right direction.
Brandon Gaudin was on with us earlier. He says there's been some sort of, I don't know, call them come to Jesus moments or some heated discussions internally. Have you heard that too amongst the players?
I mean, I would expect that there have been some conversations that have gone on that we haven't been privy to, but that would not surprise me at all. There wasn't a lot of talk of it today, obviously, with the coaching change, though, but it would seem to check out that if you're making changes like this, everybody's talking about a lot of different things, and nobody's happy with where they are. I talked to Eli White for quite a while, and he said, look, I mean, we're all aware of where we are. We're all trying to put in the work to get out of this thing, and there's not one person in here that's happy about it. So I don't see this club as one that's not having the right conversations at this point because, you know, it's early until it's not, and I think the Braves are aware of that.
I mean, my first reaction, Grant, was here's another sacrificial lamb. It's window dressing. But does this resonate, speaking of the clubhouse, do guys go, oh, crap, we just got Matt Gott, or Matt Gott got because he just wasn't a good third base coach?
I think it's probably the latter. And, you know, there's a lot of respect for him, again, from Brian Snitker said it was one of the most difficult conversations he's ever had to just basically say, hey, this is just not working. And it wasn't that he's just the wrong guy, per se. Just some things don't click and they don't work. And they're glad they were able to keep him around in the organization. But everybody can recognize the symptoms of not playing up to their level. I mean, if we're talking about, okay, well, the third base coach had some bad sins and some one-run games and some games we lost and we just can't afford to have that liability anymore, that should speak directly to the fact that the offense hasn't been able to provide enough for the pitching staff to have a comfortable lead where those kind of mistakes, if you're winning, it cures a lot of ills. But right now, I just don't think they could overlook it anymore.
Grant, great job. We'll see how this team responds, if they respond in this series. And Strider tonight, by the way, does he give us a quality start?
Hopefully so. I mean, I know he wants to get beyond that fifth inning. He doesn't want to be a five-and-dive guy. Looked better at times in Philly. Just needs to be able to carry that velocity and still honing the command. I think those are the keys for Strider to have a good start against Arizona tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Grant McCauley, guys. And as we've discussed this, Mike, about the Braves and what this is going to look like and where they are, again, this was total response. This move was in total response to fans saying, what's going on with our team and why are we not doing enough? And so this is one of the answers they felt like that hopefully will help us. But I don't know what helps us at the plate.
Yeah, and it's tough because, as we said, nothing against Freddy Gonzalez, who's a great guy, but he's a mediocre manager. Folks just kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, this is going to be the thing that turns it around? We forgot about the Acuna play. I was thinking of the Matt Olson play where he sent Matt Olson in a situation. But, yeah, that Acuna was brutal too. Either way, the guy gets – it's like he got fired. He got demoted. He's down in the minors. I just wonder if that does that matter to a guy on this Braves team who's scuffling right now. He's worried about his own thing, let alone the third base coach. Or do you say, hey, let's redouble an effort and win one for World Two Ass of Sopa?
I don't know. We're going to find out. If they come out hitting and all of a sudden they're scoring a lot of runs, maybe this works. Hey, man, we're coming back. Breaking news in the NBA. We'll talk about that and more next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, guys, we have been live having a great time at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. Why are we at a car dealership? I'll tell you why, brother. Because Echo Park Speedway is here. Atlanta Motor Speedway got rebranded as Echo Park Speedway today. Governor Kemp was down. As a matter of fact, we hung out with Ross Chastain. Ross took the governor for a cruise around in a pace car, an SUV. But we talked to Ross Chastain. You could rewind and talk to the Melon Man and also Christopher Bell, who's amazing on a number of surfaces, including dirt tracks. They were here today along with Kyle Petty and Michael Waltrip. So, again, guys, if you're looking for a car at a great price, we were looking. Carl and I are car guys. We were walking the lot, and this is great deals, man. So just telling deal. What's the deal? That's the best price in town, Joe. That's at Echo Park. That's why we're here today. Other news today that broke, Carl. This was a bit maybe not surprising. Were you not surprised by the news out of Madison Square Garden today?
I wasn't. Only because I had asked the question to some NBA folks that I know, would Thibodeau be fired if he didn't get the Knicks to the NBA Finals? And everybody was under the assumption that you've just taken this team as far as they've gone in 25 years. The other part of this is, Mike, the Knicks made moves to be in this position. Remember, right. You know, they traded away and added basically Villanova North,
right,
and acquired all these guys, and they felt like they were in a position. You make the Cat trade, you're saying you're all in. And so right. I don't know how much of this blame he deserves. I thought it was a bad matchup for the Knicks. I thought the Pacers were a bad matchup for them, which is why the Pacers ended up winning the series. But you could also say, did Tibbs blow game one? You're up 14, 2:51
yes.
to play.
Yes. That's where the series was lost, you could argue.
Correct.
They did battle back. The other question, and this is – so, I grew up north, had a bunch of high school buddies, big Knicks fans. The question that my buddy Jimmy was asking is, if Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo were still there, different outcome?
Maybe.
Because Cat,
maybe they match up better.
Cat was just so, in game three, Cat was like a force of nature.
Yeah.
It was like, you guys, you took it in the cards, you lost two games at home. But unfortunately, that level of play from him wasn't sustainable. I thought you got a little bit of it at times in game four, a little bit in five when they came back and win. But to me, Cat is just inconsistent. That's the knock. That was a knock coming out of Minnesota. I think, would you argue that Julius Randle was more consistent than Cat was if you swap it?
He was for the T-Wolves.
Night in, night out. He was on nights when Ant-Man was disappearing. Generally, Julius Randle was having pretty big nights.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The Knicks, you know, you can bring in a new coach, but you're still fundamentally flawed with the way that you've built this team. And to your point, I think the bigger issue is, do you trade Cat? And it sounds crazy. And you say, we just got him. That makes no sense. Where are we going to go with this? Do you feel like Cat and Jalen Brunson are the two guys that can take you over the top? If you feel that way, then you go get the guy that doesn't grind on players like Tibbs does and maybe has a deeper rotation in the playoffs, which is what the Pacers had. They're just deeper. And Oklahoma City was deeper. Even if the Knicks advanced, I don't think they were beating Oklahoma City.
Playing seven and eight guys, you're right. They're running ragged. I just thought, you know, you're right. Game one, sometimes you can't point to one game and say, that's it. And that's a game where they lost their poise. Remember, we talked, it's like Reggie Miller all over again, 30 years later. So that goes back to Tibbs. And does he coach tight? I don't know. Does that translate? I thought in the game six in Indianapolis, we could make the argument that Jalen Brunson totally lost his composure.
Mike.
At times in that game. And that's a reflection of the coach.
See, this is where we talk about, like, you don't judge coaches. It's hard during the regular season. In these moments, you had a 14-point lead with basically 3 minutes to play.
You blew it.
Mike, we're dribbling out the shot clock every time we have a possession, right? And then if we get a good shot, great. If we don't, you still are running time. And it was almost like you said, they panicked. Okay, we're going to come down. They shoot, we shoot. They shoot, we shoot.
Yeah,
and you're giving them a chance to get back in it. And that game also, I think it was Nimhard, was on fire, right?
He was hitting threes. I thought Hart was kind of inconsistent at best. I thought Hart struggled at times in that series. Robinson, I thought, was pretty good cleaning the glass for the Knicks. That's guys I would build on. Hart, maybe not so much. Day-Day earlier in the show, guys, said, what about like a three-way multi-team deal? We get Karl Anthony Towns down here in Atlanta. And that was a resounding no from Dukes and Bell.
But it doesn't mean that they might not shop him. And I say that to say, if they feel like, is this really the ingredient we're missing? Because, right. See, everybody's blaming him from the defensive end. Well, guess what? That's not going to get any better.
No.
But that's what Karl Anthony Towns is going to offer. Now, he's going to hit threes, and he's going to be spectacular at times on offense. But if you want to get better defensively, that's not happening, which means either you're bringing in somebody else and and trying to incorporate them into that mix.
By the way, article at ESPN today talking about, like, multiple locations for Giannis.
Yeah.
And the Knicks were listed as one for Giannis. I mean, Giannis to New York, I mean – I think you move heaven and earth to make that. To your point,
yes.
That would involve getting Cat off the books.
That's right. What I'm talking about. Like, that's a whole different level of defender in Giannis, and he's still going to give you 25, 30 points depending on what you need, and I don't think that takes away from Jalen Brunson.
And by the way, G Money just showed me it's $53 million a year for Cat. Wrestler's never going to pay that. We're never going to get the luxury tax. So that's a moot. For you kids at home, that's not a mute. It's a moot point.
It's a moot point. Hey, man, we're out here, as Mike mentioned. We've had a great time out here today. Big shout-out to all the folks. Everybody's been super nice and a great time. Guy just asked me, and I just want to ask you this because I know you've been following NASCAR. You did the NASCAR show many, many years ago. He said, do you think people will be upset for them changing the name?
Well, Echo Park, you know, Speedway, and naming rights are a big part of viability and sustainability. And Atlanta Motor Speedway, look, guys, I've said this for years, to Carl's point, going all the way back when I worked at NASCAR.com. NASCAR has done everything in their power to kill this race. Okay? They've moved Atlanta races all over the place. You know, to be right after the Daytona 500 when it's still cold out and no one leaves their front door until they look outside.
Yeah.
Hard to, you know, I've seen it that, and again, there's nothing wrong with Atlanta Motor Speedway. They put the money into the track. They got a really cool bar outside in turn four. There's a million little things they've done. And it's great. And the racing is great. It's like a miniature Talladega. But they just keep screwing around with the schedule. So that's not their fault. So to sustain and survive, you got to have extra streams of revenue. So if you want to still call it, like my friends at Miami, they didn't call it Hard Rock. They still call it Joe Robbie. You can say AMS, but Echo Park Automotive stepped in. And they certainly want to see that Atlanta Motor Speedway, as Echo Park Speedway, can be successful for many years to come. 7 years with a contract.
Yeah, I just don't think, Mike, haven't we as fans, regardless of the sport, gotten past the naming rights stuff?
Yeah.
Because stuff has changed so frequently, right? I mean, you've been
Charlotte became Lowe's Motor
Absolutely.
Speedway.
Absolutely. I just think, but you've been in Atlanta, and it was Phillips Arena forever, and then it wasn't.
Yeah,
and it's State Farm, right? And we're like, okay, cool. Like, I just don't know if as fans, regardless of the sport, if we're so ingrained into the naming of the stadiums as once we used to be, I felt like that was a part of the team or the city's identity. And I just think now we know that the economics, it changes.
Well, put it this way. If you're like an OG and you don't like the fact they just changed the name, the fact that Echo Park is spending money with these guys, Echo Park Automotive, it's Echo Park Speedway.
Correct.
Now you don't have to worry about us getting down to just one race a year again.
That's true.
You're always going to have that's what Echo Park's naming rights guarantees you. We're always going to have two races, and hopefully this summer race stays a summer race. You know, I would just try to find a way to, you know, maybe tweak that race earlier in the year so you get more people there. But either way, that's why they did it, and happy for the folks now at Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a big deal for fans. And by the way, your experience doesn't change. You go to the racetrack, it's going to be great.
Right.
So, with that said, man, going around the NFL today, did want to mention a couple of things that have happened, or at least that are going on. And one of them, Mike, Jim Marshall passed away.
Oh.
One of the greats, the Purple People Eaters of the 70s, one of the great defenses, offensive fronts, and certainly great defenses ever. But Jim Marshall passed away, and a lot of people remembering the great Jim Marshall. I think he was 87.
Wow. Getting up there. Yeah,
died today. He had been hospitalized, and the team announced today that he had passed away. So one of those all-time greats again. The NFL has such a long history of great players that have come and gone, but wanted to recognize that as that news hit today. And also, as we talked about with the Falcons, guys, OTAs, next week's mandatory minicamp, all right, and that's going to lead us to the break, and then we come back, guys, and it's camp time. And I know it sounds crazy, but we're going to get to the middle of June, and then they get that five-week break, and that's where everybody kind of just goes away. And then they get come back, Mike, and it's July, and it's go time.
Hey, man, July 31st, we're up there at camp. Is Kyle Pitts going to still be a Falcon?
It's a great question.
And, guys, we said this earlier in the week, don't kill the messenger. But as Carl says, once the story's out there, two different national writers had it that the Falcons are talking to folks, that it would be, you know, obviously they'd like to get the maximum value. But how do you trade a guy when there's a lingering foot injury that's out there? Certainly not anytime soon, right?
No, but some people are saying, is that a cover-up potentially for the Falcons trying to move Kyle Pitts? Now, I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm not. I don't know if that's true.
I'm not saying that. You're saying
yes.
That. No, but it's
but people are saying they don't want to put any harm in, you know, potentially harm in his way as far as damaging a potential trade, which
right.
is
and
what I'm saying.
Again, sustainability for him, you know, to go out there and maybe look. We want this guy to be a star here.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Worst case scenario, best case scenario, he balls out, finally lives up to that potential, gets back to what he was the first year, but with more touchdowns, and then we can have a conversation. You and I can argue through the month of February if it should be franchise tagging Kyle Pitts because he finally did the job he's supposed to do for the first time since 2001.
Yeah, it'd be nice. All right, you're going down to the concert tonight, right?
That is correct. Right now, Way says 1 hour.
Okay, that's not bad.
So while we get in there just in time for Pantera.
Yeah, that's not bad. And it's three bands? It's three bands.
Three bands. Suicidal Tendencies is going to miss them. A little upset. Then Pantera. I'm a big Zakk Wylde guy. He's playing guitar. And then Metallica tonight. So if you are heading downtown, it's going to be smoking if you got them. Going to be a lot of traffic on the connector.
All right, man. Enjoy the show. Should be a good time tonight. We're back at you guys tomorrow. Again, coming. Come on out and hang out with us, man. We'd love to get a chance
to
be out there with you guys.
To Buffalo's.
Yeah, Buffalo Cafe is where we're going to be. It's right there. That first exit, what is it, 16, I believe it is? If you're off of 400, I believe it's 15 or 16. Either way, great time. We had a great time out there last time we were out there, and we're looking forward to seeing all you guys come back out and hang out with us with Dukes and Bell. Big shout-out to Gordon. Great job, man. I know we had to do some maneuvering today. Appreciate your work. And also Day-Day here on site. And my man Dom back at the studio. Dominator, man, we got to get out of the way. Turtles got the night show. Braves tonight. What do we do, by the way? We explode. We score 10 runs.
The sacrificial lamb of Tuyasa Sopo will motor. Coach, they just got Maddie. We do it for Matt. You know, right now, Matt Olson's in the locker room, clubhouse. You know, guys, we do it for Maddie tonight. We do it for Maddie. I don't know. No idea. You're only as good as the next day's pitching.
That's right? It. That's always been the case. All right, we'll see what happens. We'll talk about that and much more tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. And if you missed our interviews online, Odyssey.com, two great drivers stopping by today. All the interviews from all the rest of the week and earlier in the week are all there, man. Go check them out, including Rick Ross.
Ricky Rosé.
Yeah, it was good stuff yesterday. Mike Bell, man, so you can get on the road, bro. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. Yeah, we talked about it with Grant. Grant tried to express it on Twitter and to you with the radio audience. No, Freddy Gonzalez is not set up as the manager in waiting for the Braves. It just feels like that. It just seems like this is a really bad idea that has many Braves fans like me going, going, no, because he's just an average manager. He's just over 500 for his career with the Braves. Not very compelling. If and when Brian Snicker does leave the Braves, and again, Grant said they could very easily offer him a new contract, or maybe this is it, I would love to see them do something different. Find a coach from another team. Find a completely new coaching staff. Actually bring somebody from outside the Braves organization and farm system to manage this team, if and when it ever happens.
Hey, I got to give a big shout-out to Kevin Allison, one of my friends at FanDuel, man. His kids are playing, and he's got a daughter and a son, but I want to give a shout-out to his son, Jacob. Jacob Allison, Norcross 7U All-Stars. Mm. It's always fun, and I want to give all the kids a big shout-out. Alex, Asher, Bo, Harrison, Hayes, Jake Clemens, all you guys. Leo, Riker Good. Is that a cool name?
Riker. Dude.
Riker Good.
Riker. That kid should be playing linebacker somewhere.
Santiago Torres. All you guys, good luck, all right? We are watching and cheering you guys on. But, Kevin, I know you're in the thick of it with your kids, man, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Norcross 7U All-Stars. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You just got a good Hawaiian fired.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.